Hensley was nominated in June to permanently lead the BLM, but his name was withdrawn in August. Aaron Weiss with the Center for Western Priorities says not only did Pinley's tenure exceed the statutory limit, but he named himself to the interim job, which also wasn't legal.
The judge spent a lot of time in his ruling going over just how absurd these series of succession orders were, signed by Secretary Bernhardt and signed by William Perry Pendley himself in his acting capacity, making that acting capacity permanent.
The court's finding is the result of a lawsuit brought by Montana Governor Steve Bullock. The agency says Pendley will immediately step down pending an appeal. There's no word yet on who might be his successor. In his ruling, Judge Brian Morris gave Montana's governor 10 days to submit a list of specific actions to be set aside. Weiss points out that while the ruling applies only to Montana, its impact could be far-reaching.
The immediate effect is going to be to overturn two specific resource management plans in Montana. My question is going to be the long-term effect, because if other governors or conservation groups point to this ruling and say, well, if it's illegal in Montana, it's illegal everywhere else.
The BLM manages and protects public lands. Pendley was a controversial figure from his first day on the job. He's been an oil and gas industry attorney, publicly doubts climate change, and headed a conservative foundation that called for the elimination of all public lands. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.